From Radio Deutsche Welle in Cologne, Melody Time. We invite you to join us for 30 minutes of light classical music. Hello there, I'm Maurice O'Brien de Clare. Welcome to this edition of Melody Time. I'd like to begin today's program with a well-known overture. It was written by the Czech composer Bedřich Smetana for his opera, The Bartered Bride. Now, the Prague premiere took place in 1866 and was a success. But although the music was delightful and the plot interesting, foreign opera houses were just not interested. 30 years later, it was translated into German and produced in Vienna. The audience there also loved it, and within years its fiery and temperamental bohemian folk music rhythm was being heard around the world. Smetana, by the way, was founder of the Czech National School of Music and co-founder of the National Opera House. With the Bartered Bride, he put Czech music on the musical map, so to speak. Listen now to the overture to this delightful opera. The orchestra of the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields is conducted by Neville Mariner.
Thank you.
overture to The Bartered Bride by Bedřich Smetana, a piece which rightly is held in great affection by audiences, but greater respect by musicians, this veritable whirlwind of tempi and brilliance. Interestingly enough, Smetana was a late starter. His first opera was written when he was 42, followed by The Bartered Bride the same year. 8 years later, he became totally deaf, which didn't prevent him writing the cycle of 6 brilliant symphonic poems bearing the collective title Ma Vlast, My Country. He ended his life in an asylum in Prague, tormented by acute attacks of depression and symptoms of mental instability. Now to something completely different. Poetry has always been regarded with a little suspicion by most people. You had to be intellectual to understand it, if you see what I mean. So poets were never really taken seriously, unless, of course, they appeared in a play, opera, or operetta. Then they became romantic adventurers. In Franz Lehár's operetta Friederike, the main role tenor represented none other than the German gentleman, which the Encyclopædia Britannica describes as critic, journalist, painter, theatre manager, statesman, novelist, educational theorist, playwright, poet, scientist, and natural philosopher. Who else, of course, but Johann Wolfgang von Goethe. Well now, the Goethe supporters were outraged at the great man being reduced to a lovesick tenor in an operetta, while the Lehár fans applauded yet another musical hit. But judge for yourself. The text is an actual verse by Goethe, the music pure Lehár. O Mädchen, mein Mädchen, wie lieb ich dich. O Maiden, my Maiden, how I do love thee. O Mädchen, mein Mädchen, from the operetta Friederike by Franz Lehár. The role of Goethe was sung by Rudolf Schock. The Berlin Symphony Orchestra was conducted by Werner Schmidt-Boelcke. Franz Liszt was not alone the most famous piano virtuoso of the last century, he was also recognized as a master of transcription. In other words, he rearranged all sorts of music, his own included, for the piano. He transcribed the Lieder of Franz Schubert, as well as the most complicated Beethoven symphonies, and even his own Lieder. Nothing was really safe or sacred to him, but the result was always a fascinating piano piece. I'd like you to listen now to a young Russian virtuoso, Yevgeny Kissin, as he plays Liebestraum No. 3, originally written by Liszt as a romantic love song. Thank you. Liebestraum Number 3 by Franz Liszt. I'd like to continue now with one of the most popular operetta melodies ever written. It's the Barcarolle from the Tales of Hoffmann by Jacques Offenbach. Actually, the Barcarolle was almost denied its present fame. The Tales of Hoffmann was the only grand opera written by the Cologne-born Offenbach and remained unfinished at the time of his death in Paris in 1880. Originally, the Barcarolle belonged to an operetta, which, contrary to all expectations, was nothing short of a flop. 15 years later, Offenbach remembered that this piece of music had been rapturously applauded at the premiere, and so, luckily for us, he decided to include it in his Tales of Hoffmann. Listen now to Norma Sharp, soprano, Ilse Gramatzky, mezzo-soprano, and the chorus and orchestra of Radio Bavaria, conducted by Heinz Wallberg. Barcarolle from the Tales of Hoffmann by Jacques Offenbach. Barcarolle from the Tales of Hoffmann by Jacques Offenbach. The Barcarolle, by the way, is a song sung by Venetian gondoliers, even today. to close our program, a rarity, the horn as a solo instrument. Normally, this instrument lends depth and maturity to the rest of the orchestra, and partly, I suppose, because it's difficult to play, it's seldom given a solo role. Listen now to the young Polish horn player Zbigniew Cuk, who makes it look so very easy. He plays the final movement from Karl Maria von Weber's Concertino for Horn and Orchestra, Opus 45. The Krakow Radio Symphony Orchestra is conducted by Michael Hülse.
Thank you.
Final movement from Concertina for Horn and Orchestra, Opus 45 by Carl Maria von Weber. And there we end this edition of Melody Time. The program, which was produced by Rick Fulker with sound engineer Anke Koch, came to you from Radio Deutsche Welle in Cologne, Germany. This has been Maurice O'Brien de Clare wishing you all the very best. And do take care, won't you? Bye now.